What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Guy. And that's Pete Blazino in the Leary shirt.
G'day, Pete. Well, did you expect any less?
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Paulie.
Now, you will never get run over.
No.
hang on a minute. Are you growing that beard or you just haven't had a shave because it's the weekend?
It's my weekend wear.
It's the weekend beard. Yeah. I'm starting to get a bit of the weekend beard.
It's just the
beard.
Stubble. But I'll shave on Monday.
We find it very masculine. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You come in here of a Sunday morning, we look like a couple of tramps, you know, like a couple of scruffs. It's our rebellious.
See, that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah.
You know, and my partner, who's now my wife, of course, she says, you've got a great head for radio.
Just a personal note. After being together so long, is it being hard to adjust to calling her your wife rather than partner? Because you slipped just then.
Well, I've got to tell you, she it was only yesterday she suggested we get divorced because since we've been married a month.
Yeah.
And we've had more arguments the last month than we have over the 15 years we've been together.
They reckon the best way to spoil a relationship is get married. Oh, no, don't go down that road, please. No.
Yes, right. But, we kind of had a secret wedding. We didn't tell anybody we were getting married and surprised it was a surprise wedding.
Yeah.
And
have you had bad feedback from friends who say, why weren't we invited?
Yes. Yes, well, it was just 40 of our closest relatives and friends. I mean, I would have invited you guys, but you were
40
traveling.
At your quiet wedding. Yeah. Let me tell you one thing. All years that you've been with us, a decade or longer or whatever it is, you have never come in here unshaven, and yet now that you're married. So, you know.
So am I letting myself go?
Yeah.
You are.
You're becoming an old married man who's lost respect for his appearance and you don't care anymore.
Okay.
You know, about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll never come
you
in
know
here
the old
unshaven
saying,
again.
How to get your boyfriend to stop shaving, marry him.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I can't tell you the ladies one.
Yeah, look, we're a couple
you
of
have.
Old.
You told me last week.
We're a couple of old married blokes. If you want any advice, we're here.
I'll
we're
come
here to help.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, these streaming services. There's Netflix, Presto, and Stan. And this is the future, and it's here already. And I was having a talk on Friday with some people who actually work in free-to-air television. Mm. And we were talking about the future because they rely on advertising, of course. And they were saying the numbers of people who are watching free-to-air television have virtually halved in the last decade or two from what they were, say, two decades ago, as people are doing not just streaming, but people are on social media and they're on the internet, and there just seems to be so much competition to free-to-air television that all these things are coming in and the world really is changing, isn't it?
It is, and television particularly. We're seeing a huge change in screen time. In fact, I thought I had some notes from Telstra put out a cyber safety document. We'll talk about it later. But interestingly, it's looking at what's called screen habits. Mm. And, I've got a 10-year-old and he watches quite a deal of television, but he watches it on a tablet.
Mm, mm.
He's not watching it on
the TV,
the primary screen.
I'm in a funny sort of way. I'm also the other way around. I was watching the tennis. I watched a lot of tennis this week. And on my lap, I had my iPad.
Mm.
And during the commercial breaks and the boring bits, I would be doing stuff on the net.
Yeah, look, it is a major headache for the broadcasters. And they're trying everything they possibly can. Now, the ABC has done very well with its catch-up TV service.
Yeah, but it doesn't run commercials and it doesn't need to make money. It gets its money out of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it means that you can access programming that you've missed. because they will put programs up and you know there's quite a lot of programming on
if the other channels did that, it undermines their commercial basis because they need people to watch the programs. Put it this way, Downton Abbey is coming up on Channel 7.
And you guys love that.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Okay. So Downton Abbey's coming up. So if you miss it, if they put that up on some sort of catch-up program like the ABC does, why would you watch it when it's on with the commercials when you can watch it on the catch-up?
Yeah, but you'll still get the commercials.
Oh, can you? Well, I'll get it on DVD.
Yeah. they've lost you anyway.
Yeah. The problem at the moment for both of them is that the free-to-air, their shows, to my mind, are hardly worth watching. But you switch over to Fox, and I've got every channel that you can have on Fox because I like it. Mm. And the ads on Fox are appalling. They are worse than bad. No matter whichever show you turn on to, whichever channel you turn on to, the ads have just put you off. So everyone, and I don't blame them, is going to go to Netflix and Presto and Stan and Apple TV, which I've already got, so that they can sit there and watch the series that George watches and that I watch without any commercials and be entertained at home. And they can pick and choose.
And you don't have to wait till the next week for the next episode.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
That's right, because you can get the equivalent, you can stream the equivalent of box sets.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of issues that are kind of slipping past through to the keeper. And that is the fact that a lot of people do not have the data limits that would be
what they need
for streaming. Now Foxtel is offering.
Hey, Telstra's going to make some money here.
Well, Telstra will, except for Foxtel. I'm kind of going out on a limb here, but for Foxtel to survive, it's going to have to offer telephone, internet, and content.
When did Foxtel start in Australia? 1995 or something?
It was
like that?
Yeah, it was
20 years.
It would be 20 years.
Well,
now,
for the first time in 20 years, we don't have Foxtel. I disconnected just before Christmas, or just as we were going away.
But you could get Foxtel Play on your tablet as an app, and you can choose the station you want to watch.
Yeah, I might look at that. Look at that later. But when I realised I was paying more than other people, for the same service, and when the service was unreliable, I just rang them and said, take it off.
Why were you paying more?
Because I've been with them for 20 years and they're too busy looking after new customers looking after their regular customers. Mm. Well, so, and then their service for the channels I wanted to watch was unreliable, so I said,
I've got the full shooting match and it costs me $130-odd a month because I've got everything on there, but I would only watch probably about 25% of it.
True.
And I can't get rid of the 75% and keep the 25%. So you're telling me now that they're offering a service where you can pick the ones that, like, I could have the movie channel, Foxtel Sports, I could have the History Channel, and then eliminate the ones that I never watch.
Yeah, look,
they won't do it.
But you could get a T-Box, the Telstra streaming service box.
It's too technical for me.
It's not. Seriously, Paul.
Mm. All right. Now, we've got a couple of listeners who want a word, so we'll go to that and then take some calls, take a break. 13 13 32 is the number. Jimmy, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just very quickly. On the topic of free-to-air TV, it's not the commercials that bother me. Here's the thing that bothers me. We used to get all those Freeview commercials where all the stations had all their actors together saying how great it is. But if you turn onto Prime Time on Channel 10, you watch Grant, then you're on Family Feud, you go, oh, I don't feel like that, I'll go to Channel 11, it's the same thing. You go to Channel 12, it's the same thing. Channel 10 has got those shows spread on all of their channels. Channel 7 does it as well. They duplicate across some of their channels sometimes the same program. So they boast that they have these 28 stations, and when you take the infomercial ones out of it, you find that the pool that's left has often just got the same program over their spread of three channels, and it's terrible.
Jimmy, you make a terrific point. The biggest problem that the networks have is content. And the reason they spread it over all their channels is because they just simply they don't have enough content. B, they can't afford. And wouldn't the, it be true to say to that all those channels?
Wouldn't it also be true to say that all those awful reality shows they make are cheap to make because they've got cost issues and really good quality crime dramas, like we were just talking about The Fall with Gillian Anderson. They cost a lot of money to make.
They cost a lot of money to make, and the royalties on it are huge.
Yep. Thank you for your call, Jimmy.
But it's a good point, Jimmy.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.